Drupal Voices is short daily podcast interviews with people doing work in the Drupal community. Brought to you by Lullabot On-Site Training. Do you need training for your Drupal web team? Lullabot's staff of expert Drupal trainers can come on-site to your place of work with a curriculum customized just for you. Past training clients include Stanford University, Arizona State University, Best Buy, The Economist, Popular Science, the U.S. Department of Commerce, Turner Broadcasting, and many more. We've trained thousands of new Drupal developers, and we'll get your team up and running with the knowledge that they'll need to make your Drupal project a success. Visit lullabot.com/training or call 877-LULLABOT for more information.
My name is Daniel Goodwin, and I'm Sun on Drupal.org, and I'm working at Unleash Mind. We're doing all kinds of sites, and I'm the maintainer of Wysiwyg, and the approach is not new. Many people wanted to do it in the past, and I finally did it. So what we are simply doing is abstracting the editor integration for all editors on this planet into one module. So you can simply use any editor you want to use, as long as it is supported.
And so it seems like it used to be in Drupal that if you wanted a certain WYSIWYG type of flavor of editor, you had to dial in an entire module. So there seems like you took it on and found a way to consolidate it all into one module that you could sort of swap it out depending on the input filter. Is that right? Or
that is that's very precise. Yeah, we looked at a view of these modules, of the existing integration modules, and compared what they did, took the best approaches, and combined that into a new WYSIWYG module. And yeah, unlike many other editor integration modules, we are triggering the editor based on the input format, because that is the only trigger that really makes sense. Your input format holds the configuration which HTML is allowed, and thereby which buttons we can expose to the user.
And so you've also worked on the inline module. Maybe you could sort of describe what the inline module does and, you know, what the intention is.
Well, the inline module is a bit special. Many users may know the old inline module, which allowed to embed, upload attachments from the same node into the node's content by using a tag that is wrapped in brackets and references the file ID or name you want to embed and display in the content, thereby in line. So I'm also maintaining the image assist module, which shares the approach of embedding other content into the content you are editing. So in its new version, inline version 2, we are trying to abstract this even more and allowing the user to embed anything. So to inline anything, whether that is a block, whether that is a panel, a view, another node, or just a field of another node, and also support formatters. As you know from fields and from views, so you can embed anything and configure how that should be displayed. Yeah, that is not yet completed, but we are on a good way.
And so when you look at your Drupal.org user page, you have a big, long list of different things you've been involved with and working on. Maybe you could just sort of give a highlight of some of the other modules you've either worked on or helped maintain.
That's a very, very hard question. Obviously, there's one no one should miss. That's administration menu. But I don't think I have to talk about that. Backup and migrate. I did another similar module that is demonstration site. That's very useful to develop sites and also do incremental backups or just quickly do backups and restore your site. So you can really quickly test new features, different configurations, install a new module, uninstall a module, upgrade something, and just do backups before or after, just as you like. And that's one module I would recommend.
And so you've also been quite involved in Drupal 7's development. What particular things have you been interested in participating in and helping contribute patches or review or just... I know you've been sort of all over the place, but what any specific things that jump out?
Well, looking back, I think the most compelling and the most wow issue was Node 8, allowing a user to cancel his or her own account. And that was quite fun. That was a really, really fun week. It was the first week in this year, and we literally took over the IRC channels to get and gather and discuss all opinions for this issue. And there were quite many and many objections, and people needed, they required support for all legislations on this world. And the issue was in particularly so complex because you have to adhere to legal aspects of your country when you allow your users to cancel their accounts. So for example, if you run a site where youngsters or children are members, in some legislations, you are forced to remove all data that refers or relates to that child. Yeah. And that was really hard to rule out, to flesh out how it should work. But in effect, the patch was quite simple. Yeah.
So this is a Node 8, which implies that it's one of the oldest standing issues in yes. Drupal for users to be able to delete their own accounts.
Yes, yes. That was the stunning thing. It was approached several times to find a solution, but the issue became harder and harder over the years because we added so many features. And yeah, the basic feature of killing your own account wasn't there.
So what's sort of your strategy coming up for this next sort of period before there's the final code freeze, and what type of other things you're going to try to be working on?
We need to finish the new introduced APIs. For example, replace all these old style tokens in core with the new token in core. And, well, that applies to all new APIs. Fields in core, there's much to do that needs cleanup, really clean up, so we provide a very solid release that is consistent and developers can look at some code and don't look at some other code and, well, grumble, why is it done this way here and not this way there? That's what we have to achieve, yeah.
And so, and finally, just to talk a bit about the work that you do, Drupal, for your job, and the work that you do from core, I imagine, are sort of separate, sort of on your own time and your work. So maybe talk a bit about the stuff you do, like, to make your Drupal living.
Well, we are doing all kinds of sites, from very complex sites to very small sites, too. And every time we face an issue or ask for a feature that doesn't exist yet, then we immediately turn that into a feature request or task in the appropriate issue queue. And I think that's the reason why I'm working so much in the issue queues. I wish much more people would do that. Yeah, because it's quite easy. You just have to think of the issue queues as your second workspace. Everyone has its own workspace, maybe your own Outlook or whatever Exchange server or whatever task planner you find on the net, or OpenAtrium maybe. That's another new option. But I've seen many times that developers fixed stuff in their own systems and didn't contribute back. But it's really, really easy, and we have to make it easier, maybe. But to all those who know how to do that, yeah, I really recommend do it.
Okay, great, thanks.
Yeah, thank you.